This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are pleased to have with us today Steve Hazard. He is from the organic control company called Orcon. Their website is organiccontrol.com. And he is going to tell you about how Mother Nature handles insect problems all by herself without the use of sprays or chemicals or organic products. She has a way to balance things off, and this is what Steve has done, is to create a business to supply you with these insects that feed on other insects and eliminate many, many problems to your vegetable garden, your flower beds, and also our native bee, the mason bee, that you don't need to have a hive and all the special clothing, but it does a better job. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm so glad to have you this morning so that you could tell our listeners about how Mother Nature controls insects and how you can help them to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what we do, is we try to give Mother Nature a little helping hand when things go out of balance. For millions of years, she's been doing a great job of keeping everything in balance, and sometimes when we plant our gardens that kind of feature a whole lot of food sources for the pests, we kind of have to help her out by introducing some of the good bugs that can eat the bad bugs, so that we can bring the balance back into line again.
And you've done an incredible job. You've increased the types of predatory insects, and you're making gardening a lot easier for a lot of people who want to stay chemical-free and have a good-looking yard at the same time. Is there anything special that you want to talk about this morning before we get into it?
No, let's just go right ahead.
Well, the one area that you hear a lot about on radio, on TV, in the newspaper, is that the bee population is having a real problem with overuse of insecticides, with many diseases that the bees are now getting, and they are also getting a little insect called a mite that's living off of the bee itself and lowering the population. But you have the answer to that the average person can attach to their home or building, and it will do the pollination without you even worrying about it. Tell us about the mason bee.
Okay. There's this sounds like the opening line to a joke, but there's basically two kinds of bees in the world. There's solitary bees and social bees. And the bees that we're all mostly familiar with are the social bees, because they do a lot of things we like, which is like make honey. And so we brought these bees over with us from Europe many years ago, so that they could get established and produce honey and help with pollination. And that has worked great for a long time. But recently, like you say, they've been suffering from different kinds of stresses. And the bee people have kind of grouped all these stressors together into something called colony collapse disorder, which kind of means that the bees can handle a little stress and a little more stress, but finally gets to the point where some of the chemicals that we're using and this mite that you mentioned, the varroa mite, starts to get a little prevalent, and so the honeybees start having a more and more difficult time. And so beekeepers all over the country are experiencing these problems that are generally called colony collapse disorder. But there are the other bees, the solitary bees, are bees that have been here all along. They're native to North America. And they're called solitary bees because they don't have a social structure like the honeybees do. They don't have a queen and drones and workers. Each one operates individually. And so that's one of the reasons why they're such good pollinators, is the honeybees, when they go out and gather pollen, they have little sacs that are sort of attached to their hind legs, and they will gather pollen and kind of stuff it in these little sacs and carry it back to the colony for the good of the hive, so that all the other bees can be fed. But the solitary bees don't have that, and instead they have actually kind of extra hair all over their body. They're kind of scruffy looking, actually, when you look at them closely. But all this hair does just a terrific job of collecting pollen. And so as they go from plant to plant, they pick up all this pollen, all this hair, and they don't need to support a colony anywhere, so it just stays on them. So they do just a really efficient job of transferring pollen from flower to flower. And so you mentioned earlier that a mason bee can do the work of 120 honeybees, and that's wise, because they just go from plant to plant carrying the pollen with them and distributing it. So they do just a great job of that. So what we've done to help encourage mason bees, and mason bees are one form of solitary bee, is we provide little tubes that you can put in your yard, which simulate the holes that they look for when they're trying to find a home. It's kind of like going out and looking for condos and finding a whole bunch of condos ready to move into, and they're all clean and ready to go. So by providing that, the natural mason bees that are already in your area will find those, and they will move in and start kind of building up a colony in your yard. And then what we do is we'll provide some cocoons of mason bees that you can put into one of these nests, mason bee nests, and they will hatch out from there and kind of get the system started a little faster by having some that hatch right from the nest. So it's just a kind of good way to get a colony of these mason bees started in your yard, and they will help pollinate your plants and flowers that are in your yard.
And the thing that's nice is people don't have to worry about these bees getting aggressive with them if they're working in the garden, too.
That's correct. Honeybees tend to sting because they have this built-in mechanism of protect the queen and protect the hive. And so whenever they feel threatened, they attack by stinging. The mason bees, the females mason bees, do have a stinger, but they just don't have this instinct to protect. So it's very difficult to get a mason bee to sting anybody. Almost impossible. You have to, the scientists can do it. They kind of squeeze them and poke them and irritate them, and eventually they'll sting. But basically they don't sting. So, yeah, they're very safe to have around in your yard. They're safe for your kids and your pets, and plus they're fun to watch. When they hatch in the springtime, they they kind of come out and they hover around the hive, and you can, the males are programmed to hatch first, and they come out and they kind of fly around the nest, and they actually kind of jostle to see who the number one male is, and because they know the females are coming out pretty soon. And so when the females come out, the number one male gets to mate with that first female that comes out, and the second female mates with number two male, and you can just watch this whole process going on in your yard, and it's kind of fun. And then after that, the females go out and they start gathering food for their the eggs that they want to lay, and that's when the pollination process happens. And then they'll come back and lay their eggs inside these tubes and put in some pollen and nectar. And then what they do is kind of interesting, and you can watch all this going on too, is after they lay an egg, they will find some dirt right nearby and mix it with saliva, and then they build a wall. So if you can kind of imagine this tube that has an egg laid in there and then some food, pollen and nectar. And then what she does, she takes this dirt that she mixes with saliva and she builds a wall. And that's why they're called mason bees, is because they build these walls. And then she'll lay another egg, and then she'll put in some more food, and then she'll build another wall. And she'll keep doing that until she's filled up the entire tube with
wow.
You know, they'll
that's
survive
incredible.
That way. Yes, and then they'll survive that way all through the fall, winter and fall, and then hatch.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about...
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Steve Hazard from the Organic Control Company. And Steve has been telling us about the mason bees. Now, Steve, you put a package together for our listeners and for the first-time bee keeper. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, we tried to put kind of everything somebody needs to get started into one package. So it's called a Mason Bee Starter Kit, and it is available on our website, organiccontrol.com. And what you get is you get a habitat that you can mount in your yard that contains 35 tubes that are just we designed to be just what the mason bee is looking for. And you can plant these, put this in your yard, and it comes with instructions on how to do it. And then it comes with a book written by Christopher O'Toole, one of the world's authorities on bees. Tells all about mason bees and their habits and what they like. And then you get a certificate that you can activate, and you get the 6 cocoons that we will send you, and you can put those into your habitat, and they will hatch out, and they'll remember where they came from, so they'll go out and forage in your yard and then come back to the and use some of the empty tubes to lay their eggs and get the process started. So so it's just kind of a easy way to get started with getting mason bees established in your yard.
Exactly, and this is something that anybody can install. You don't need any fancy equipment, fancy clothing, anything else. It's a really good way to increase your production of fruit trees, berries, and your vegetables. And it's all organic, all natural, and believe me, you'll see a big increase in your garden. But the website itself, Steve, has, I know we're running short on time, but is it something that people should really go to see all of the incredible insect controls that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some insects that we collect naturally in the wild, but most of the insects we sell are grown in insectary, and that means they're available all year round. And we're getting more and more people these days that are having greenhouses and indoor gardening, and they occasionally also have pest problems. And so we have lots of different insects that can attack various pests. One of our mottos is we have the right bug for the right job. So we have different insects that go after, let's say, aphids. You know, if you have aphids on even indoor plants, besides the popular ladybugs, we have an insect called a green lacewing, which actually can eat 1,000 aphids and other soft-bodied insects a day, 1,000 insects a day.
Wow.
And they come as eggs, and so you can just sprinkle those out into an area, and they'll hatch into larvae, which don't fly. So you're kind of guaranteed that they're going to stay in the area you put them for at least 2 weeks while they're larvae, and it's during that time that they can eat 1,000 insects a day. So that's just one of our most effective helpers for the yard. And another one is called a trichogramma, kind of a mouthful, but it's actually a tiny little wasp, a member of the wasp family, but completely harmless. It's about the size of a period at the end of a sentence. And it attacks all kinds of caterpillars, like tomato hornworms, for example, by laying... The trichogramma lays its eggs inside the eggs of its host. So a lot of different worms and things that chew the leaves of our plants, these guys will lay their eggs inside of these pest eggs, and they trichogramma eggs hatch first and feed on the pest eggs, and that kills them before they ever have a chance to hatch.
Wow.
So this allows you to take advantage of all these different ways that Mother Nature has provided to control insects naturally.
Yeah, and they can find this at organiccontrol.com, and it makes great reading. It'll give you some great ideas. And Steve, you know, if you live in the South, Steve also has an insect that will attack fire ants. And fire ants in the South is a major problem. He has praying mantis, ladybugs, and a lot more. So check out the website and consider this mason bee habitat for your yard and for your garden. Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing this very interesting method. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. I hope you enjoyed learning about Mother Nature, and I'll tell you, this is a great Christmas present for somebody that has fruit trees or berries or a garden. It's four screws to attach it to the corner of a house, a post, and Mother Nature does all the rest. There's nothing else for you to do but enjoy the benefit of what they have produced. Let's go to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's next?
All right, we have Ron from Franklin, Massachusetts, and here's a question about his grass.
Ron, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a question about my lawn. It seems like we have a lot of lawn questions, and we're getting into winter. But anyways, in the beginning of the fall, I asked you about planting a lawn over an existing lawn.
Right.
And you said I didn't have to tear it up, just put down 3 or 4 inches of loam, fertilize it, lime, and the whole thing. And I did that, and I used the Jonathan Green family grass seed. And that is beautiful grass seed, let me tell you.
Good.
It come up really, really nice. It started sparse, but it filled right in beautiful. But I have some patches now that are pretty good size, that are a little bit on like the lighter green side, not really yellow, but a little bit yellow. And I don't know if I did something wrong. I did fertilize it after about a month after it started growing. I don't know if I could have over-fertilized certain areas, but I thought I did it even.
No, I don't think that you, if you had overfed it, then the grass would have turned brown.
Okay.
So, to me, it's that maybe those sections, the loam wasn't as thick. Maybe they didn't fill in until later. Maybe there was more of one variety of seed in that blend that was spread in that area because maybe it wasn't, you know, mixed quite enough. But I think once spring arrives and you feed it, it will all turn nice and green again, and you'll have a good-looking lawn.
Okay. Should I do anything before the winter? I know it's getting late now.
For now, I would say no. Our evening temperatures are in the 20s and 30s, and then it is warming up. The snow season is getting closer and closer, and if you watch the news, it's already on the West Coast, and the middle part of the country is getting snow. So it's just a matter of time before it's here on the East Coast. But, you know, if you lived in New York State near the Great Lakes, they've got 3 or 4 feet. So for now, just... you know, just say, I'll see you in the spring. Now, the only thing that I would do, and this is depending on your soil, if you have a heavy soil with clay, and after a rain you get puddles on your lawn, and the puddles will sit there for the day, what you need to do is to break apart the clay. And you can buy at a nursery or garden center a product called garden gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of.
Yep.
And you would apply this in the areas where water tends to settle, and it will break the clay particles apart to improve the drainage and to eliminate ice buildup during the winter. And the other place to apply gypsum is if you have a nice looking lawn all the way to the road. And then every spring, after the winter, the grass is all dead along the road. It's due to the road salt. Well, if you can put some garden gypsum in that area from the street in, maybe 6-7 feet, it will open up the soil, and that way when we get some rain in the spring, it will wash the salt out of the root zone, and your grass will stay green and healthy, and you won't have any dead spots caused by the road salt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I think I heard that the salt that they're using in our town is even stronger than they used to use, because all the people moving in want the roads cleared right away, and they don't want any ice or anything. So they're using an even stronger salt now.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, if you, in the springtime, when I drive from Maine to Massachusetts on the main turnpike and then on 95, you'll notice that the grass between the northbound and the southbound lane is all dead. And it's those new salts that they're using. They do melt it faster, but boy, they do a job on the turf.
Yeah.
And then you have to hope that the weeds will come in, because the state is not about to plant new grass.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's mostly weeds.
Yep. Yeah, I get it. So, okay, well, I can do that for sure. So in the spring, do I just start up with a regular fertilizer again?
Yes.
Right? No, I don't go for the starter fertilizer again.
Like no, because the grass has already started. You fed it twice with the starter, and it should be in real good shape. And, I mean, walk your lawn. And if the lawn looks nice and thick, then just use a straight fertilizer.
Okay.
If you've got some holes, then, and you've had a history with maybe some crabgrass in the past, then I would use a fertilizer and crabgrass control. And then dandelions, I just use a liquid. I use a product from Boneyed called Weed Beater Ultra. It comes in with a built-in sprayer, and I walk around the yard and I spray the weeds. That way, I don't have to treat the entire yard only where I have weeds, so that's less chemicals that I'm going to be using in my yard.
Okay, that's a great idea. Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful Christmas season.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call. And if you would like us to ship you a fresh, green, fragrant balsam wreath, go on my website, paulparent.com. You can call us, and the number is 207-985-6972. And if you have several that you want to send, you can email me the names, the addresses, the messages on the card. And don't send me your credit card information. Put your phone number, and then we'll call you. We'll check over the order to make sure it's right, and we'll get it shipped. Christmas is 28 days away. Why wait until the last minute to send a wreath? Send it now. That way you can enjoy it, and that will make it a lot of fun. The other thing that you want to do to get ready for the winter is get your salt. And Natural Alternative has a salt substitute. And this is a great product. I have four little Shih Tzus. I have Lily, Susie, Abigail, and Scooby-Doo. And I spread the Natural Alternative salt substitute where they can play, and it will not burn their feet. And you use a quarter of this product compared to rock salt. So if it's something that you'd like, go to their website, naturalalternative.com. Or you can give them a call at 888-546-5941. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Laura from Carver, Massachusetts, and she has a question about her blue stars.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy holidays to you.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been a listener for a very long time, and I appreciate all your help this morning.
Thank you.
Paul, I planted it about three growing seasons ago, and there's one issue that I am having. It's an Arkansas blue star. It's a lovely, lovely plant. The issue is it's like it's stuck in neutral. It's not getting as big as it should be, and I'm not getting any blue flowers, which I was hoping to get.
Okay. Now, is this something that you keep inside or out?
The Arkansas blue star, it is a perennial, and if you walked past it, Paul, you would think that it was just a little rogue pine. It looks like a little pine plant. However, it is supposed to go back into the ground in the fall when the growing season's done. It comes back up in the spring. It is beautiful. It's not flowering. It should be flowering blue flowers.
Okay. Have you fed or limed that particular plant?
Well, Paul, I have it in a nice sunny location. I try to top dress it with compost. I have not limed the plant.
Okay. Do you have a wood stove or a fireplace?
Yes, I do have access to
wood ash.
Wood ash, yes, I do.
Okay. If you took a 5-gallon bucket and you filled it with wood ash, you would have enough product in there to treat 1,000 square feet of garden. And the difference is, if you put down a 50-pound bag of lime, it's going to take 6 months to work. while the wood ash will work within a 3-week period. Now, it could be that this plant is a plant that prefers either a neutral soil or an average soil, and where it's planted, it could be on the acidic side. So what happens is the acidity in the soil, and it could be from the roots of pine or maple, they make the soil acidic. So by adding the wood ash, sprinkling it like you would rock salt on ice, and do it now and then again in the spring, and that will neutralize the soil so that the plants can get the phosphorus that it needs to make the blossoms and feed them with regular garden tone. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Susan from Johnson, Rhode Island, and she has a question about her tulip bulbs.
Susan, good morning. How can we help you with your tulips today?
Thank you for everything you do for us. Paul, I know you had said a couple of weeks ago that the only way you could plant your tulips and daffodils is in a whiskey barrel and leave it outside. What do you think of this? We have a very, very large planter outside, and it's that lightweight kind of, it looks like stone, but it's not. And if we planted that full of bulbs and then covered it with plastic and put a bungee cord around so the rain couldn't get in to freeze and thaw, do you think that may work?
If you can prevent the water from getting inside your container and filling it full of it and then turning to ice,
then
it would be okay that you could put it in that planter.
So you think we should try that and maybe cover it with a tarp?
What I think you'd have really good luck. As long as you can keep the water out,
okay.
But you don't want to use anything that's black.
Okay.
The reason is the black will absorb the rays of the sun, thaw it during the day, and then at night it will freeze again. So either clear or a regular blue tarp or something like that, and you'd be fine. And then around the 1st of March, if the weather is starting to stabilize, remove everything and let Mother Nature do her magic.
Okay, we have a clear tarp, so we can double it or triple it to make sure it's nice. board around, and we'll do that.
Yep, and give it, you know, set your bulbs in, give them a really, really good drink, and then cover it, and you should be all set.
Okay, and I'll call you next spring and let you know how we made out.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Isaiah, I think we got time for one more.
All right. We have Ken from Brewster, Massachusetts, and he has a question about his wild holly trees.
Ken, how can we help you out today? And happy holidays to you.
I transplanted two wild hollies onto my property about 5 years ago, and they're about a foot and a half tall, and they're maybe 6 feet tall now. One is doing really well, and the other one was doing really well, but when I cut some white pine down last spring, it got more sun this past summer, and all the leaves on it are all yellow now and pale green.
Okay. Well, have you been feeding it at all?
This past summer I did put the hose on both of them several times for a couple of hours, and maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, I did give them the holly tongue.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is this. What you need to bring back that color, that dark green color, is iron.
All right.
And you can find iron in holly tone, and you can also find it in Dr. Earth, which is another organic company, and they have a rhododendron, azalea, and camellia food that has that what's called chelated iron. And if you can feed that spring and late summer, you're going to see that you're going to have a lot more new growth and the green coloration.
So don't give them any fertilizer this time of year.
This time of the year, it's not going to really do a lot. They're more going dormant than anything else. If you're worried about them, I would use an anti-desiccant spray like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop to seal the leaves. That way they don't lose any moisture. But I'll tell you this. You can also buy chelated iron. It's called Ironite.
I have a quart of Ironite.
Okay. You can put that on it. I have seen a bed of Pachysandra, pure yellow, and within a month it was green.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.